Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, February the 4th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. We have a lot to do today. We call this Reaction Monday. We very, very, very seldomly have guests on Monday because we want to talk to you. We want to know what did you think about the weekend, and obviously the Super Bowl will be one of the main topics today. New England beats the Rams 13-3 getting their sixth Super Bowl win. Also, Tom Brady becoming the first quarterback with six Super Bowl wins, and Bill Belichick, the first coach with six Super Bowl wins. Belichick is the oldest winning Super Bowl coach. And as Tim Bray told us last night, because Sean McVay did not win, that means Danny Ford is still the youngest to ever win a Super Bowl or a national championship. Interesting stuff there, Tim Bray. Julian Edelman, 10 catches, 141 yards, was the Super Bowl most valuable player, becoming the seventh wide receiver to win that award. Defensive game, obviously, at 13-3. It was a game in which Belichick gets all the credit in the world for holding a high-flying offense down to just 14 first downs and just 260 total yards. The Patriots had 407 yards in the game. Brady was not Brady-esque for the most part. 21 of 35, 262 yards, no touchdowns and one pick. Was sacked once. Sony Michel had a nice game, 18 carries, 94 yards. But Edelman and Gronkowski were the two offensive heroes. Edelman, like I said, 10, 141, no touchdowns. Gronkowski, 6 for 87, and no touchdowns through the air. The night just did not, it never really got going offensively for the Rams. The punter, what if I told you that the punter would have 9 punts in the game for the Los Angeles Rams? Jared Goff was confused. 19 of 38, 229 yards. No touchdowns and one pick. Todd Gurley was held to 10 carries for 35 yards. Don't know why he didn't play more, carry it more. I thought it might have been an injury, but who knows? They kept saying he's not hurt. C.J. Anderson, 7 for 22. And Brandon Cooks played okay, 8 for 120. But besides that, not a whole lot else offensively. And what was, quite frankly, if you are a Patriots fan, you love the game. If you're a big defensive proponent and like defense, you love the game. But for us out there that didn't have a dog in a fight compared to some of the great Super Bowls that we've seen in recent years, this one was a stinker. So we'll talk about that, get your reactions to that. Commercials, pregame, halftime, postgame. What a postgame disaster it was for CBS trying to get Tom Brady down there. But that goes right along with it. You know, it's bad when Romo and Jim Nance are sarcastically saying, it's a field goal. We have a field goal. So, you know, a stinker. Hey, look, I'm not here to bash the Super Bowl all day long because every game can't be great. And I'm not here to bash the NFL. It was a great regular season, and it was a great playoffs. The conference championship games were amazing. And you can't have a great game every game. But I think it's fair to say that you call last night what it was, and for most of us at least, just a boring football game. And you kept waiting for the to start and never start. Besides that, I can give you other things like the odds on next year. The Chiefs are the odds on favorites to win next year. We'll talk about that a little bit. Hey, college basketball from Saturday. Clemson gets a really nice win against NC State. The Tigers win 64-37. Defensive weekend all across college basketball because NC State scores 14 in the first half, 10 in the second half. They score 24 against Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech only scores 47, but still doubles up NC State almost. Wake Forest scores 37. Clemson, nice game, 47% from the field, 73% from the free throw line. It was really a nice to see the inside game get going. Eli Thomas with 23 points and 10 rebounds, the only Tiger in double figures on Sunday afternoon, matter of fact, Sunday at noon. And with the win, Clemson improves to 13-8, 3-5 overall. Wake Forest falls to 8-13, 1-8. I told you going in, there's a 100% chance Clemson would win that game. Wake Forest is bad. Nice that the Tigers took advantage of that. Now, Wednesday at Georgia Tech, 7 o'clock. Clemson going down to Atlanta. Their Tigers return home on Saturday to face ranked Virginia Tech coming in. Other college basketball news and notes. I'll get you the – well, let me do the complete scoreboard now. We'll bring Zach Orr in here in a second. On Saturday, some of the highlights. Top-ranked Tennessee went to A&M and won. No surprise there, 97-76. Duke pounded St. John's. No surprise there. Second-ranked Blue Devils win by 30. Virginia beat Miami. No surprise there. Gonzaga wins. There's a surprise up in East Lansing at home. Indiana beat Michigan State in East Lansing. Sixth-ranked Sparty goes down, 79-75. Kentucky goes to Florida, wins convincingly. Nevada continues to roll. North Carolina gets a nice win at Louisville. It was in a battle of ranked teams. 11th-ranked Kansas beat 16th-ranked Texas Tech. We'll talk about Kansas athletic director during today's show. He's just shocked and appalled and emotional that they're going to make DeSosa sit out. Boy. He's just shocked and appalled the NCAA would actually do anything. 19th-ranked LSU lost to Arkansas at home. That was an upset. Iowa State beat Texas. Let's see. Florida State won. Mississippi State won in a battle of in-state battle. They went to Ole Miss and won. Yesterday, 14th-ranked Villanova beat Georgetown, in case you weren't paying attention to college basketball. They won 77-65. 17th-ranked Purdue beat Minnesota 73-63. ACC games from the weekend, non-ranked teams, storylines. Notre Dame went to Boston College and won 79-73. Syracuse went to Pittsburgh and won, no surprise there, 65-56. The SEC weekend included what will be a good, hopefully a good football game down the road, but not very good basketball. South Carolina went to Georgia and won 86-80. Auburn in the Iron Bowl beat Alabama 84-63, and Vanderbilt lost again. Vanderbilt's terrible. Went to Missouri and lost 77-67. So a little college basketball stuff for you there. Clemson gets a football commitment from Mikey Dukes from Charleston, First Baptist School down in Charleston, running back. And this Wednesday is signing day, so Tigers sign at least one on Wednesday, maybe two, with Jerrion Ealy being the only other possibility. We'll go over some signing day stuff tomorrow, a little bit today as well. Ricky Fowler made a triple bogey yesterday and held on to win. Not too often that the final round backside triple bogeys hang on to win. We can talk about that a little bit as the show goes on. We had Sergio Garcia going crazy at the over in Europe, getting disqualified for beating up bunkers and beating up greens. We can talk about that story a little bit as the show progresses as well. Bad news for DeAndre Francois, and he's been kicked off of the Florida State football team. There's an Instagram post out of him looking like with the audio of it, it was like he's hitting his girlfriend and saying some stuff that nobody should say to each other. So, Willie Taggart's had enough of that. We can talk about I enjoyed the Walter Payton Man of the Year stuff. I don't understand why we wait 20 minutes, had the teams run out on the field 20 minutes before the game. We talk about all the little stuff around the Super Bowl as well. And finally, before I introduce the most important part of the show, Folks, the groundhog did not see a shadow early spring, including today. 67 today, 73 tomorrow, 71 on Wednesday, 75 on Thursday. So come on, Mr. Groundhog. Good job, buddy. Punxsutawney Phil, you did a great job. Very proud of you. Keep it up. Do it again next year. Get ready to come out and do the same thing next year. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 of the Twitter world, number one in your heart, and the host of segment number two, Zach Orr. Yeah, bo!
Good morning, Mickey. How you doing?
As you can tell, 67, 73, 71, 75 on February the 7th. Yeah, baby.
So you're excited about some warm weather coming up. Yeah. How exciting is that? Good for you, buddy.
Hold on. Yeah. Good.
Woo!
Yeah,
weather, yeah. Good for you, man. Good for you.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Catch me up.
Catch you up. Couple of basketball games this weekend. Super Bowl last night, and here, bright and early, bright eyed and bushy tailed, ready to go. Have a nice little show today.
Right now, Friday had a little night off. What all happened? Anything happened? I didn't get any texts from you saying, "Hey, you meet us up, buddy. You meet us up."
Yeah, I've since moved past trying to connect with you outside of the workplace.
It's got to be earlier.
It's just an absolutely futile effort.
Right.
It's not worth it now.
Right.
And that was it. We didn't really do anything Friday. It wasn't a huge weekend. It was more focused on work and then obviously the big game Sunday night.
Lady Tigers took it on the chin Saturday, 77-66 to Louisville.
That's a bit of an understatement.
Yeah, Louisville's good. Third in the country. So they're good.
Yeah.
Men played good yesterday.
Yeah, nice win over Wake Forest.
Right.
Emptied the bench out and got some guys some playing time, and it was never in doubt in Clemson yesterday.
I've got a feeling segment two is about the
Oscar Bowl, of course.
Okay, so I don't want to get too much into it this segment.
Yeah, of course.
But just some quick initial thoughts for the folks that have to go into work or just...
A snooze fest offensively. If you love offensive football, that was not the game for you.
And look, let's be clear. A lot of it was defense.
Yeah.
Great coverage.
Sure.
Some pretty good pressure.
Yep.
But there were underthrown balls, drop balls. It was not poetic. It was not...
No.
Wasn't beautiful.
It was not Tom Brady putting the team on his back and carrying them to victory.
No.
That was not the game last night.
It was straight ahead dive plays.
Yeah.
Quick hitting dive plays.
Yeah.
Trying to get 3 yards on offense.
I didn't think the commercials were that great last night.
Me either.
I didn't love...
There's some controversy.
A bunch of them.
I figured you'd love a bunch of them.
No, I saw your little retweets about that talking head that has 120,000 tweets.
Well,
if you got 120,000 tweets, man, I don't care what you do for a living.
He retweets.
Yeah, you're doing too much.
He's a producer.
You're on there. So I'm a producer. I should have 120,000 retweets?
No.
I shouldn't. You're on there too much.
Off the air, I got a bone to pick with you.
Take a break.
I figured you love all the commercials.
No, I enjoy... What commercials did I enjoy? The T-Mobile commercial, the first one they showed, talking to Kathy. Like, it's like, "Hey, Kathy." And then they had the music with it, and it was dot, 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 dot. And then, like, a paragraph comes, and they're, like, scrolling through the paragraph. I thought it was funny.
Didn't see that one.
I mean, the Budweiser one was good, because I love Clydesdales and Dalmatians. Wind Powers is fine.
But I don't care about where my beer's made, about how the power made my beer.
Bud Light wanted to let us know they didn't use corn syrup last night, and that was interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
The Game of Thrones Bud Light spot was good. I enjoyed that.
Didn't see that one.
What else? What was another good commercial? They weren't really that great, to be honest with you. There wasn't a memorable one that stuck out.
No, not great.
For me, at least.
Pre-game, I thought Aretha Franklin, I thought Gladys Knight knocked it out of the park.
No, easiest over in national anthem history.
Yeah, but they said there's some controversy.
Well, how?
That she said by the time she said Brave twice, and that but the first time she said it was less than a minute 50, trying to create controversy, but it didn't work for me.
No, it was over for me.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it was good. She did a great job.
Halftime show. I don't know enough about Maroon 5 or Big Boy or the other cat to say if it was good or bad.
I think you probably should have gone a little bit more with the Atlanta flavor, and Maroon 5 is certainly not that.
Right.
I tip the hat to them for bringing out Big Boy and including some Atlanta.
So those are Atlanta hip hoppers?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And it was okay. It was certainly not the worst one I've ever seen.
Here's one thing I'd say about that. Now, again, this is going to sound old-fashioned.
Yeah, the elevator one was good, too. Jason Bateman's elevator commercial.
Yeah, that's
buying a car.
That was
funny.
Here's what I'll say about the halftime show. And now, this sounds like a get-off-my-lawn guy.
What's that?
But I understand the nature of hip-hop is going to be explicit lyrics. I get it. If you can't clean it up just for the Super Bowl.
Oh, they're muting it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because remember this, too. There are kids at the game, and I know you don't care because everybody's getting hammered at the game, and it's the NFL. Nobody cares. But it seemed like to me that you could just for once understand the audience and for once understand, hey, man, you know, we're going to clean this thing up a little bit.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
I know I'm old-fashioned. But this, if you want, look, tomorrow night when you're in front of 20,000 at the at the Omni, it's not the Omni anymore, whatever it is down there, then, you know, knock yourself out. But in the Super Bowl halftime show, you know what, kind of clean it up a little bit.
At Phillips Arena?
Yeah, Phillips Arena. There you go. You know what I'm saying.
No, I'm with you. Right. I understand what you're saying.
All right.
And it made for
it's not unreasonable, right?
It made for an awkward viewing experience.
Yeah.
For a second, you're like, is my computer, or is my TV broken?
DirecTV, what's going on?
What's happening here?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a little weird. The NFL 100 commercial was
the best
a funny one.
I thought it was the best one.
None of those hits are legal in the game right now, but it was good.
Very good. Touche. Very good.
So that's what we did yesterday. We're talking about the game itself in the second segment here and kind of break that down. Love to hear from you guys this morning about it and get your thoughts as well. It is a reaction Monday, after all.
We have 12 seconds before we had to get to a break, and we go over all the offensive highlights in those 12 seconds.
We could. We could, but we're going to try to stretch them out
in the next segment. I can't wait. Again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you. It'd be easy to bash the NFL today. It'd be easy to bash the post-game debacle.
Post-game wasn't great.
Had someone tweet me this morning, right?
Yeah.
And it said, you think you could do better? I was like, well, no, I don't know. I wouldn't want to do better. I would want to get mugged down there and get where everybody's just standing around. And you know what? They were hell-bent on Tracy Wolfson getting the interview because they never left.
They didn't leave. They couldn't leave because she's telling them she could get it at any time. She's like, I got him.
I've got the shot.
And then we're watching Brady make out with everybody on the field. And he's just ignoring people and walking from player to player to owner to.
Well, maybe you should give him a little bit of a cool down in there to do those things rather than trying to get it right off the bat.
I'm with you.
And you know you're going to interview him on stage afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So Nance got him. Wolfson got him.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad television. But to go along with a bad day. But look, let's be clear. It'd be easy to bash the NFL today. I'm not going to bash them. Every game can't be great. But you'd hope. I know this. The NFL is hoping for more. And I know this, that Nance and Romo really made fun of the game, the whole game.
Oh, yeah, of course they did.
Right. And which is all you can do. At least they're honest about it, sarcastic about it. We have a field goal! It's a field goal!
Romo also definitely read, watched, and listened to how great he was in the AFC Championship game. And he was aware.
Oh, yeah, that he was Romo
of how he was doing.
Oh, yeah. But he had pressure on him to live up to that.
Yeah, I don't know that he did last night.
And then his mic broke. He had to sit out a few plays.
Yeah.
It wasn't a beautiful thing.
It wasn't a great game all around.
But that's okay.
Production to the game itself.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll give him a pass on it, but we'll still it's okay to talk about it too.
Yeah.
I think. Hey, Urban Nirvana. Urban Nirvana. I don't even know. You know that clip we have of Will Ferrell said, I never know what they're doing back there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what goes on, man. My wife goes and with a prenatal massage, and she took a 90-minute day spa there. And I know that it's great massage and skin therapy and relax and restore the body. Now, they also, I don't talk enough about this, but they also cut and color and styling and waxing and do all those things at their salon stuff as well. If you're in West Ashley, in Wentworth Mansion, in Mount Pleasant, North Charleston, or Kiowa. If you're in Columbia or Lexington, if you're off of Woodruff Road or in downtown Greenville, they have locations all over this state. There's an easy tab over in the left on the left-hand side of their homepage. It's about pea green, meaning green peas. Left of the you click on that, you put in a little information, and 45 seconds later, you're the hero. It's never been so easy to be a hero. The hot stone massages, the beta makeovers, the like I said, the prenatal massages, the couples massages. Get in touch with them. Let them take care of you. It's Urban Nirvana and UrbanNirvana.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Segment 2 with Zach Orr right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. And if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. With hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, you get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
The new year is here, and it's time to get ready for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you exclusively by Henry Ramirez and his staff at Upstate Medical Associates. It's coming up on March the 16th at 8 o'clock for the 5K start, then 8:15 the Half Marathon gets started. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great t-shirt this year we're giving away, plus we've got the sleeves, we've got the buffs, we've got the towel, we've got a great medal just for finishing the Half Marathon, plus it's going to be a lot of fun too. Hey, go ahead and sign up, swing by City Hall, or go by the Shavers Recreation Complex and pick up an application right there. $25 for the 5K and $50 for the half marathon. We got 313 Cafe going to be out there with the post party once you finish the 5K and the half marathon. And of course, Core 24 is right there to kind of root you along. Bradley's Jewelers is involved with a nice prize to give away. And Julian Davis will be there to kick everything off. It's going to be a fun day, March the 16th. Go ahead, strike it off your bucket list. Get your resolution for Seneca's half marathon and 5K, brought to you by Upstate Medical Associates, Henry Ramirez and his gang.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Whether you are building a new home, considering a kitchen remodel, or installing your dream outdoor living space, the Anderson Home and Garden Expo, produced by the Home Builders Association of Anderson, will help you get started. The expo runs Friday, February 8th through Sunday, February 10th at the Anderson Civic Center, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get your complimentary tickets at the Home Depot, the Anderson Habitat for Humanity Restore, AgPro, or the Home Builders Association of Anderson. Inspiration awaits.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calvin Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get 2 country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And a little reverse on a fake punt. Clemson smells it out, though. And it's going to make the tackle at the 23-yard line.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Currently, we have 2 dozen, not 1 dozen, we have 2 dozen. I decided to go big this year. 2 dozen roses from ProFlowers.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, if you're ordering flowers, you can do this online. You can do this on your phone. It's the best way to nail Valentine's Day. Hey, we are at February the 4th. So we know 10 days from now is a very big day. It might not be a big day to you. It's going to be a big day for your loved one. Pro Flowers makes this very easy. It's a perfect bouquet at the perfect price, and there's 7-day freshness guaranteed. This is simple. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. If you hurry, you can get a dozen red roses, a free glass vase for just $24.99, plus shipping and handling. How do you do it? Well, go to proflowers.com today. Click on the microphone, upper right-hand corner, enter the promo code Mickey to choose the perfect roses at the perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, enter the promo code Mickey to order today. Mr. Or 24 with segment two.
Thank you, Mickey. We're going to, of course, talk about the biggest and the last game of organized football that we're going to watch for quite some time.
I didn't think it was all that organized last night.
I get it didn't seem like it at points. I guess you could count the pop-up league that's going to happen in the spring. I don't even know what it's called, to be honest with you.
The American Alliance of Football Alliance Association
there it
League
is.
Finals.
I mean, I don't know how people are going to watch it. Maybe they'll be homesick and, or not homesick, but just waiting and longing for some kind of football again and tune in. But for now, for me at least, this is the last football game until August. And it was one that I needed to miss. I needed not to miss and tune in for last night. And I'm a little sorry that I did after watching a 13-3 affair from the Patriots and the Rams yesterday evening. Mickey went over some of the stats in his show open. As all great show hosts do, they introduce the topics for the day and kind of lay it out. We get the odd complaint about that, and it always makes me laugh every time we get that complaint. Saying, oh, I got a short ride to work. Talk about this. Well, yeah. We got 3 hours to talk about it today, but we can't tailor the show to you.
Super Bowl today.
Exactly. It's not going to be a whole lot of conversation about the Super Bowl because there wasn't a whole lot to talk about. It was a defensive affair last night. If you're ringing the Tom Brady GOAT bell this morning, you are sadly mistaken. He was 21-35, 262 yards, an interception. He took a sack last night, his first sack of the postseason. He did not look like the Tom Brady that we have seen in postseasons past. He had one nice drive where he contributed. I wouldn't say he dominated. He contributed to his team's success. Also put a ball on the ground once that was recovered by his own team. Nearly threw a second interception in the game. He wasn't overly impressive. He did enough to manage the game and get his team into position to win after a dominant defensive performance from his defense on that side of the ball.
Hard to imagine that, and they changed now. They changed their offense in the playoffs, especially. I guess you could say post. I'm going crazy. The wide receiver that let go.
Josh Gordon.
Yeah, post Gordon, they kind of changed their offense back a little bit. Downhill running game, and downhill running game is great. I get it, but hard to imagine that really for the most part. Let's just call it like it is. Tom Brady was a game manager last night, right?
That's exactly what it was.
And you don't see it very often. So, with that said, he looked frazzled. He looked not like Goff. Now, there's one good thing for Tom Brady is that Jared Goff also played. He looked really distressed. I would say this, if you're looking at football X and O wise, and Belichick gets a lot of credit, rightfully so. With that said, though, if there's a positive out of it, the coverages and the, I guess, disguising of those coverages was a big deal last night. And not the schemes were, but more than that, man, the athleticism in the secondaries, it's like, especially the Patriots knew what routes were coming before they were coming.
It was a big win for the defense wins championship crowd last night.
Yes.
Huge win for those guys.
And it hadn't been the case.
No, it's been a offensively dominated league for the entire season. That's why, you know, part of the reason your viewership has been up, your stats have been up. You've been breaking all kinds of records this year, and the defense were bound to catch up eventually. Even though all the people out there were saying that's not going to happen and the game has been changed forever, last night we saw football is football at the end of the day, and with the proper adjustments, the defense can win the day.
We saw Iback lead blocker downhill between the tackles running game. To the tune, and it's great and all that kind of stuff, but to the tune of 154 yards rushing last night by the Patriots, 62 by the Rams.
Sony Michel was really good last night for the
Pats. He was good. He was very good. Much more than Todd Gurley. Is Gurley hurt? Is he not hurt? Is one of these things, is he, you could say, well, he's not hurt, but why is he not playing?
Gurley had 10 for 35 last night. CJ Anderson took 7 carries from him yesterday evening as well.
When Gurley carried the ball, he didn't look hurt.
No, he looked fine. He looked fine. He spoke after the game and they asked him if you know, are you hurt? You banged up? What happened? He's like, nope, I feel fine. New England just did a great job of tying up the line of scrimmage is what his statement was.
But yesterday. He had 10 carries.
I'm with you, man.
And he wasn't even, it's not like he wasn't even, is he not a good pass pro guy?
He's a decent one. He's serviceable. He only had one reception yesterday as well.
Isn't he one of the top five backs in the league?
Yes.
Well, why is he playing about 40 snaps, 30 snaps?
You got to play him more. It seems like he did something with the team. It seems like he was hurt. There's no reason Todd Gurley should have one reception for -1 yards. Yeah. And then 10 carries on the ground.
I don't get it.
The money you're paying Todd Gurley, if you're the Rams, you got to pony up and put him on the field a little more.
I'm with you on that one. Hey, a text from my good friend Derek texted in.
Good morning, Derek.
He said, now you said this is the last football, organized football you're going to watch. He goes, are you not going to watch the 2019 ACC Championship game in Death Valley in April?
The scrimmage he's referring to, the spring game, of course, April the 6th. Looking forward to that, and I'm sure there'll be 70,000 people in there just itching to watch organized football again. But games that actually count and games that mean something will not be happening until August, and that's a depressing thought.
Yeah, Chase makes a good point, too, because you think Drew Brees would have won his second last night if he had the chance. Could have been much worse than Jared Goff.
I don't know, man, because the Rams' offense all year was fantastic. Let's not pretend that they were bad. It's really a hats off to Belichick and these defensive coordinator and what they did to prepare for that game and how they had their guys execute that game plan. But, I mean, would the Rams have been a difference? Or would the Saints have been a difference? I don't know. It's impossible to say.
You know what's funny is we overreact to things, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
After the national championship game, and it's all about winning and losing. Many years when Mark Richt was winning at Georgia, said, oh, man, he's so calm on the sidelines over there. When he's losing, they're going, he didn't have any passion.
He don't care.
When Bobby Knight's winning, they go, oh, man, look at the guy's energy and passion. When he's losing, said, man, that guy's panicking. He's a panic machine. He's over there throwing stuff everywhere. In the national championship game in college football, I thought a 60-some-odd whatever-year-old Nick Saban looked old on the sidelines. Last night, Sean McVay, a couple of those deer in the headlight looks.
Yeah.
He looked young last night.
He talked about being outcoached after the game last night.
He should have. He was. Yeah. I'm glad to see he did that. But he was. They didn't have answers. You know, Romo correctly pointed it out on that stretch play that they run, and then the play action off the stretch play. The Patriots did the right thing by just getting upfield and disrupting it vertically and not trying to stretch it out with it. They're trying to get you running to one side, all the flow going one way, and then you play action off of it, bootleg off of it, and you flood a zone coming back the other way. New England had nothing to do with that. They just got upfield and disrupted. That play takes a long time to develop, and that's the bread and butter of the Rams offense. I thought Roma did a great job talking about it. They just got upfield and got vertical. Just disrupted.
They got vertical, yes. You know what? There's not a lot of name brand guys on that defense either.
No.
Right?
Maybe Hightower, maybe Gilmore.
Gilmore had an interception last night and that absolute duck that Goff threw up late in the game with 4.5 to go. Maybe Chung. Chung, yeah. He got banged up last night, went out with an arm cast on. Had that inflatable cast on.
Broken arm, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's about it. There's just not a whole lot of Pro Bowl marquee defensive type names, but yet they did it last night. Belichick's the guy. I love it, too, how they call their defensive guy on the headphones. That is their defensive play caller, play signaler. He's not the defense coordinator because Belichick obviously calls the defensive
plays. And you know what? We're complimenting the defenses this morning, and I guess that's rightfully so.
But
both of these quarterbacks looked like they were skipping rocks across the water at points last night.
Little Opie Taylor.
I mean, it was not good from either one of them. I tweeted in the first half, Brady looked frazzled.
He did.
He did not have a good first half. Looked bad. Fortunately for him, Jared Goff was playing last night, as you said before, and he looked even worse. So it helped his cause, but neither quarterback said, you know, I'm going to do this, put the team on the old back here. And I don't know that defense had everything to do with that.
Yeah. Well, maybe the confusion part or the pressure part. Goff looked like
that. Goff got hit way more than Brady.
Yeah, he did. He did. Brady is upright the whole night, but it was not his normal self. Like you said, bouncing balls and missing open receivers, and
the accuracy wasn't there last night.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. He managed the game. He just managed the game.
We got a defenseless receiver hit flagged last night.
I didn't like that.
For a guy doing his job too well on defense.
Yeah.
For reading
but that was
play.
About the only...
The flags weren't bad last night.
Right, right. I don't believe that going into it, I thought we'd have a controversial call, make a big deal. But that kept together a drive that put the first field goal in the game.
Field goal!
We have a field goal!
You know the NFL talked to those guys.
Yeah.
And it was like, if you're not 100%, keep the flag in your pocket.
Right. Oh, by the way, not the first. I think they might have missed the first field goal because the entire year there was never a field goal missed inside the Mercedes Dome.
Really?
Teams like 30 for 30.
He put it left. There was two last night.
Yeah, and he had two missed last night. Did you think the Rams did the right thing with the going for the field goal with 8 seconds to go to try to get the onside kick in the Hail Mary?
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
Didn't work out because you missed the field goal.
Yep.
But... it would have been interesting for those that would have had spreads, you know, scores and boards, all that kind of stuff. But 13-3, the final. It was not good. It was not good.
I won no money in the box thing that we do back home. I got nothing there.
You got nothing there.
I lost my $5.
I've never won a box.
I won one a couple of years ago. It was invigorating.
Yeah. How'd that work out for you? What'd you bring home on that one?
$125.
That's worth your time, man. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm at the age and time in my life where $125 is good enough for me. I'll take it.
I think it's going to be always good enough for me.
Yeah. Hey, was the dome open last night?
So they wanted to show off that they could open and close it.
Right.
So it was open.
In the pregame.
It was closed in the pregame. They opened it for the flyover, and then they closed it for the game itself.
When we come back, can we talk about all the little stuff? CBS did not have a good night last night. And pregame here, I'll preview it by saying this: what's the point in doing any kind of pregame speech to your team if the teams come out 20 minutes beforehand? Do you notice that?
It's a weird night for timing. There's no
it really is.
It.
It's awkward, and then the post game takes forever. And I do like this. I do like the Will Folk passing it to Emmitt Smith, passing it to Namath. Bringing it down, let the players touch it. I like bringing the Lombardi Trophy out Yeah, I like bringing it out and doing that. I think that's pretty cool. But the whole thing, man, is just not really the.
Have them wear gloves though.
Well, they did.
Did they wear it last night? I didn't watch it all the way through. Yeah, the guys that pass it all the way down?
Yeah, a couple gloves in there last night.
A lot of times they don't, and there's fingerprints all over, and it's smudged. And
well, the guys have... It has fingerprints on it because guys don't wear gloves when they touch it.
That's fine, players. But I'm saying the guys that are handing it down.
Yep. Quickly, 3 plays, 2 yards punt, 5 plays, 17 yards punt, 3 plays, 3 yards punt, 5 plays, 23 yards punt, 3 plays... minus 6 yards punt.
Johnny Hecker should have won the MVP last
3 plays, 8 yards punt. 5 plays, 21 yards punt. 3 plays, 4 yards punt. Hey, a 10 plays, 42-yard field goal drop. 9 plays, 23 yards punt.
Rams dropped a bad pass. A touchdown pass, if you recall, in the zone named Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, 7-play interception, and then missed field goal. They punted their first 8 drives, the Rams did. So if you're into punting, if you like punting, the punter's like watching, you know, oh, he did a good job with that. Nice drop with that one. I thought that was, he put it in there. Anyway, it was a stinker. No doubt about it, a stinker. Your thoughts on it when we come back. Reaction Monday. We'll open up phone lines for the first time. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Donnie Patterson, the Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Get in touch with them now. Hey, it's February the 4th. You should have almost all, if not all. A lot of you just have all of your information there now. So now's the time to go by and do it. We went to church yesterday with some friends who said, hey, we talked to Donnie. Donnie heard you talking about us at our 8 o'clock Saturday morning appointment. That's right. You heard me right. Saturday morning appointments. Here's the bottom line. They'll take walk-ins because they know your schedule might not be, conducive to making any kind of appointments, but really to insure it and ensure it goes, you know, with the time and everything. Make your appointments if you can. Get your taxes done by the best in the business. A very complicated tax code this year. A lot of changes this year. Small businesses take advantage of that. PATTAX.com. Their telephone number, anywhere in the world you can reach them, is 864 8 what, my goodness gracious, I just lost my mind here. Patterson Taxer's phone number, PATTAX.com. I know that. PATTAX.com. Call them today. Make your appointment today. 859-8289. Goodness gracious, Mickey. 859-8289. You want another number? 115 years is the experience number they have there on their staff right now of people doing these taxes for you. Donnie's been doing it for 50 years. Crazy. Short break, 859-8289 to Patterson's Tax Service. Great people there. I'll take mine over in March sometime. My break will come back. Open phone lines for the first time. Reaction Monday. Your thoughts right after this.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your New Year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
Checking in with Jana Candler, Realtor Extraordinaire with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner. Jana, what do you think you've learned since becoming a realtor?
I've learned that being a good realtor is answering your phone, getting back to people in a very timely manner, and basically just handling the transaction so that they have nothing to worry about. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and their expectations and basically just taking care of them.
Jana, what has made you successful over the past year?
One of the things that sets me apart is my ability to take care of people. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and helping them get to the closing line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the upstate, call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway Seed and Joiner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers!
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a three-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
It's Macy's big home sale. This one's so big it only happens twice a year. So now's the time to find 30 to 50% savings for every room. Plus, use your Macy's card or pass and take an extra 10 to 25% off. Look for incredible specials and spectacular super buys on the things you love, like bedding, small appliances, cookware, and more. We've got your new sofa, mattress, area rug. It's going on right now. Macy's big home sale. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Trying to keep it and now we try to pitch it, and Xavier Thomas tackles him at the 9, and X marks the spot.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
I've stayed in a multi-family unit that was built by Trail Eye Bank at Trail. I've been to restaurants that was in the, I bank it builds built by Trail. I've been to restaurants that are built by Trail. And so you'd be shocked if you start looking around you at all the stuff that Trail does. You see their signs everywhere. Here's one of the things I can tell you about Trail is that we talk all the time about their delivery method, and I didn't know this, but this goes back to the biblical days of the master builder and the master design, how one company designs it and builds it, and it's easier for communication. And we've tried to complicate the building process, but hey, they had it figured out back in the olden days there. Hey, this removes the owner's risk. It shows the relationships can be the part of it all and really balances function and size and quality and aesthetics. And instead of finding 10 prices on one solution, the Better Building Process finds as many prices on as many solutions as can be conceived at no additional cost to you. So there's it's more flexible. It's an open book. There's more solutions. There's the architect works as an agent. It's a two-stream approach. It's great for if you have if you're on committees and bids and all this kind of stuff. This is awesome. It's Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. The accountability part of it is awesome too, TREHEL.com. Hey, one thing I forgot to ask you.
What's that?
How did the party itself go? Because I was not invited.
That's not true. You were.
No, you invited me to someone else's house, which is very rude.
Well, the thing is, we usually get together over there, and you always complain about not getting invited.
Right.
So I've extended the invitation on behalf of her many times.
Without checking with her.
She knew. She knew.
Never mentioned one thing to me about it.
Well, I guess she didn't want to have you there then.
I don't know. How was it though?
It was good. It was nice to see everyone and celebrate the Super Bowl. It was fun.
How many people?
Enough.
Cool. What all you got me to like?
Hey, there was room for you too, though. I'll tell you right now.
I don't know, man. Apparently not. I used to do this like when I would be invited to parties when I was single and I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be invited to parties and everybody's like bringing a dish.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't cook. So I'd either bring Nutter Butters or double stuffed Oreos.
I made homemade Reese's yesterday for the party.
Homemade Reese's?
Yeah, I forgot them this morning, but I'm going to bring them in and let everybody here eat them.
Nice.
So hopefully you're still around.
Well, I'm glad it was a small party then. We'll get some homemade Reese's.
Mm-hmm.
654-ROAR, 654-7627. Zeke is our first phone call on a Reaction Monday. Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Zeke. How you doing?
That had all you want, man. That had drama. That had excellent play. That had bad play. Mm. And in the end, man, you could not have been happier for Ricky Fowler, could you?
Very good, buddy. Very good.
Because I tell you what, the best of it all day was watching Ricky Fowler start to fall apart, but then grind out and hang on to win that championship out in Scottsdale with his family on hand.
You know,
that was the best event all day, Rick. I mean, what do you think, Mickey?
Yeah, I used to not be a Ricky Fowler fan. I've turned into a Ricky Fowler fan now. I think he's a good dude from what I understand. And nice to see him win. And it is nice to see it. You know, it's almost like he snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, but then he went and snatched victory from the jaws of defeat and had him a nice two-shot win in the end at the Phoenix Open yesterday. Nice deal.
You know, he's my favorite golfer, and I'll tell you why, Mickey, what you just said. You always watch when players win championships. See how many players come to congratulate them, Mickey?
Yeah.
It tells you a lot. See what other – and always don't see what your family says about you. See what other your peers say about you. And,
right.
Yeah, the dude just is well-liked. He's a good guy. He rarely – you know, he rarely gets frustrated, and he doesn't blame other things, accepts things. And, man, but that was good golf. I mean, I thought he's about to fall apart. Playing in the rain, I would think you'd agree, much better than that football game, Mickey, watching that golf on Sunday, you know, and I'm not going to comment. I do want to ask you a football question. It's recruiting. You may not know this kid, but I'm going to ask you because he's got a commitment from a four-star linebacker that Clemson wasn't in there, but a lot of prominent schools were. You know anything about Ethan West, Mickey, this four-star linebacker that committed over North Carolina I mean, schools like Michigan, Nebraska, LSU, a lot of schools in there.
Yes.
That he chose North Carolina over.
I know him. He's a 2020 kid.
That's correct.
Yeah, he is a he's a very highly thought of linebacker from Virginia. And you say Clemson wasn't in it. The Tigers were recruiting him. Now, he's not atop their board, but he's been down a couple times on unofficial visits and reminds a lot of people of the Holyfield kid that went to Virginia Tech last year, and that he is a downhill between the tackles guy. But what I read earlier about him is he's athletic enough to play in space and to make some plays out this way, you know, in, on the perimeter and the passing game and dropping the coverage well. I think he got a good one and a nice pickup for Mack Brown's staff.
Well, yeah, I'll say this real quick, and I'm going to get your thoughts and hang up. I was never a fan of that other guy that was there, but I'm just a firm believer that, you know, if you want a good program, you got to do a couple of things, and Dabo's done exceptionally well. One, you have to put a good staff around you. I'm a firm believer in that. So you can run it like a CEO, but you put, you know, you got to put great people around you. And two is you got to recruit. I mean, if Dabo had 65 one-stars, he's not playing for national championship. And he's exceptional at that part, and that's part of his job, and they are great at that. I just want to say and get your thoughts is this. Here's my question, Mickey. Do you agree that long-term, 20 years, no, Mack Brown's not the, you know, the right guy, but to come in where that program was and to start recruiting and get some excitement about the program and the way he's recruiting, that he may be able to get the types of kids there to build this program to where 3 to 5 years he can walk away and lead that program where it should be. And I'm going to hang up and get your thoughts. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you, Zeke. I appreciate the phone call. I think too early to tell on Mack Brown. The bad news is that Mack Brown's old. The bad news is he's been on it for a while. The bad news is that he's got to rebuild there. The good news at North Carolina, in my opinion, is that it's not like Everest is out there. I don't think he has to beat Clemson at this point in time, but he needs to be able to beat Virginia Tech. Tech's down. Needs to beat Virginia. Is Virginia great right now? I don't know. I think Brendan Hall's doing a good job. South Carolina will tell you that he's great. Don't know about that yet. You've got to be able to beat Miami. You know what? You're in year one of Manny Diaz. You've got to be able to beat who else is in that division over there? You got to be able to beat Pittsburgh, the defending champion Pittsburgh. I don't think that's not climbing Mount Everest to do that. So the Coastal Division is there, you know, for the taking. He's got a tremendous turnaround job, a tremendous rebuilding job there, but I'm not sitting here to tell you he can't do that. And in the end, you've got to be better than NC State, be better than Duke, be better than Wake Forest, and kind of win your state a little bit. But that's what he did the first time around, and he's able to sell it the first time around. Our friend Andrew over in Greenville, speaking of golf. Good morning, Andrew. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Mickey. How are you, bud?
Very blessed. I'm looking right now, buddy. They're telling me it's going to be 75 degrees this week in the first week in February. I'm loving life right now. This is great.
It's awesome. I had a little crosswinds par three action after work yesterday. It
nice.
Was gorgeous.
Nice.
Worked on, you know, dialed in the putter and the wedges.
Well, when you pull up there, you hit the ball 400 yards, and now you go to a par three and work on the wedges. That's got to be a lot of fun for those guys seeing a long drive hero.
Yeah, 60 degree.
Yeah.
You know, anything 180 in, I'm just hitting wedge.
All right, right.
But yeah, I'm with you on getting snubbed from the party for Mr. Orr, but I'm kind of used to that.
Yeah.
He's gotten a little cloud over there, so he's up there on that ivory tower just kind of looking down at us. That's fine.
Red carpet event, we don't get
we'll
it
back.
Yeah, we're used to it by now. We know what's happening. We know our role right now.
So this is my question is golf related too. I watched a little bit of the Super Bowl. I thought it was awful. Thought the commercial sucked in the halftime show. It was terrible. But other than that, it was fine. Do you think, like with DJ playing over in Saudi Arabia this week and pretty much just tearing that whole field apart, do you think more high-profile guys are going to kind of, early in the PGA season anyway, do you think we're going to see a lot of this? They're going to play events overseas to kind of get a little vacay instead of doing some of the early tour events since the swing season, you can get points in October and these other tournaments aren't necessarily as important.
Yeah, you know what it is over there? It's appearance money and it's guaranteed money. And he did it.
Yeah.
Now, on top of that, he won money for winning itself. But when those guys get you know, demand that kind of money, get that kind of money. DeChambeau did it last couple of weeks, I think. You saw there's other guys who've been doing it here as of late, and they've got some really good fields over there. We saw Brooks Koepka was there this week. Patrick Reed was there this week. So, yeah, why not? If you're going to get guaranteed appearance money, you can pay for a lot of your expenses with one trip for the year. Yeah, I can see that for sure. And then, you know, it depends on, you know, what the weather is here. If you don't like the golf course here, and nowadays you fly your private jet over, and it's really not the worst thing in the world for you, get back over here. And yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think with Ricky and that course and Phoenix. You know, anytime he tees it up, he's got a shot to win it. Something about it just fits his eye. Should, you know, 2 or 3 years in a row, he could have won the dang thing. But
he drives it great, and he putts it great. That's a pretty good doggone combination. If you could drive it like the way he drives it, putt it the way he putts it, it's hard to beat
it
that.
It is. Yeah. And the quarter zip always matches the shoes, so he's just got it all going for him right now.
Unlike me, I got my cutoff. I got my jorts out there and my spaghetti string tank top out there, and this guy's matched up. Like some
model. And playing in duck boots and shooting 76.
Right,
and
right. 77. Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, Mick. Well, you guys have a great show, man.
All right, brother. Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Ricky's gonna match, man. It's gonna look good. Flat brim hat up there. He's gonna look really stylish.
Mm-hmm.
Stylish. Delvin and William, hang on. I promise I'm coming straight to you after a very short break. I do want to come out now and tell you about our great friends over at Katechee, CATEECHEE.com. They've got a winter special right now, 42.50, but it's going to be 75 degrees this week. I told you all last week. You know, now's that great time of year for you. Go over to Hartwell, Georgia, short drive here from the upstate. Enjoy one of the best golf courses in northeast Georgia. You're going to love the beautiful piece of property there and the great clubhouse and the food and all. But when Shannon Howell first told me about 42.50 for a winter special, he didn't count on this. He didn't count on 70 on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. Get out and play some golf this week. It'd be a good week for you to take some clients out, do a little, just a little bonding out on the golf course right now. Maybe even come up with a little sore throat. We don't have to go into work that day. Maybe take a little personal day for you. Maybe a little psychology day for you. A little rebuild day for you. Do it at Katechee this week. You're going to love it. Love the weather. Get out and see them. CATEECHEE.com. I promise you, Zycho, I'm taking you in. The first day you say we're go. You let me know.
Okay.
Hour number two. Delvin, William, hang on. Coming straight to you after this.